Hello.
Aloha, my name is Seth McElroy, and I'm calling from Airlines. I was looking to speak with Charles.
Hi, this is Charles.
Aloha, Charles.
Aloha.
Aloha means hello, goodbye, and also I love you.
That's great. Aloha back to you.
Well, thank you. I'm calling today to just confirm that you're scheduled to fly with us tomorrow to Hawaii, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I do need to let you know there's going to be a slight change to your flight itinerary, and we thought that you should probably know about it.
Yeah, good to know.
Yes, it is. So we're going to just be adding 5 stops to your flight, and then you'll be on your way to beautiful Hawaii.
Wait, how's that even possible? 5 stops?
Yes, 5 different stops. Due to some circumstances that are beyond our control, we're going to be stopping in Kansas, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Maine, and then on to your final destination. So, just a minor change.
Maine? You're saying Maine would be the last stop?
Yes.
Before we go all the way to Hawaii? That you don't even have enough gas going from Maine.
Well, we'll refuel at one of our stops. It's just really the best route for us, and I'm sorry, there's really nothing we can do about it.
When am I going to arrive? I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Tell me what the actual arrival time is.
I guess that would be an important thing to know, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
All right, well, let me calculate for you. So if your original flight was going to take about 6.5 hours...
Right.
We add those stops in, and right now we're looking at around 21 hours and 10 minutes. So slightly longer, but we'll still get you there safe and sound. Aloha.
Did you say slightly? Please don't say aloha to me after you tell me it's slightly longer. That's an extra 15 hours. I could fly to Australia in that time.
Well, not on one of our flights right now. There's a 6
obviously,
or 7.
I don't think I'd ever want to fly on one of your flights again. How is this even legal that you can do this?
Well, I don't think anything's illegal. We're just changing your flight a little bit to make it a little more convenient.
I understand, but I paid for a flight, a direct flight, mind you.
Yes, and we are going to get you directly to the island of Hawaii. Just 5 extra stops and 15 hours. That's all we ask.
I'm not interested in taking a tour of the entire country on one plane because it's more convenient for you. I would really like to be taken off this flight and put on a different flight, a direct flight, which is what I paid for.
Yes, well, I'm sorry. Your ticket is non-refundable. You can choose not to fly, but that would be a waste of money, I think.
I don't care if it's non-refundable. Put me on another flight. This is your screw-up. It has nothing to do with me.
Sir, I think we could both practice a little aloha right now because I can sense that you're getting
upset. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, yes, it does. It's my way of saying practice love and relax.
Why are you arguing with me? You're ripping me off.
Sir, I promise you, I am not ripping you off at all. As a matter of fact, I'll read you this right here. Your ticket cannot be moved, changed, or altered in any way unless you'd like to pay for an extra bag.
That's it?
Yeah.
Look, just get me the extra baggage fee and get me on a direct flight to Hawaii, which is what I paid for.
Okay, great. I'm glad we could come to this conclusion. I should have brought this up earlier. So I'll go ahead.
Yeah, I think you should have.
I'll charge your card the $250 and
$250?
Yes.
For an extra bag?
Yes, that's the extra bag fee.
What if I'm not flying with an extra bag? What if I just carry on? Is there a carry-on fee?
Then you're going to have to take that 21-hour flight. But if you pay this $250 for an extra bag, one, you get to take an extra bag, and two, you're going to be on a different plane.
You're ripping me off! You're trying to get me to pay this baggage fee so that I can get back on the flight that I already paid for.
No. I'm saying that if you pay this extra baggage fee, I can book you on any flight you want. And then you won't have to sit there for 21 hours. Who wants to do that, huh?
Nobody. I don't want to do that. That's why I paid for a direct flight. You can't do this.
Okay, well, I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. Do you want me to charge you that extra $250?
No. Oh. I would not like you to charge me $250 to get me back on the own flight that I already paid for. I want to talk to your manager right now because you're not going to be working for your company much longer after I get your fired.
Well, that's funny because I don't even work there to begin with.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your cousin Jordan set you up.
What?
Yeah.
Well, are you kidding me?
No, he said you were going on vacation tomorrow and wanted me to freak you out a little bit.
So, this isn't even real?
No, your flight's fine. I was just messing with you. But aloha, you have a good one, okay?
Screw your aloha. You almost gave me a heart attack.